from NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. What was it, 3 months ago that we did an electronic music show that got a lot of love? Sam Yenigun and Otis Hart, both NPR Music folks, brought
Hey Bob,
good music to the table. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
how
Bob.
You doing?
I like that on? Show.
Thanks.
And so did people. And people write to us and tell us when they give us a hard time and they give us good times, and that was a good time.
That was mostly good times.
Yeah, so
it was good times.
A lot
good
of
music.
New electronic
Thank
music.
Thank you to the artists.
And it never stops coming out, and there's more and more, so we brought you back for more. So this is an electronic edition of All Songs Considered 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kick off with something.
Let's go with Maximilian Dunbar.
Let's get the premiere right out of the way,
Let's
Bob.
Let's get the premiere in and on.
So we got a couple of premieres today of things that nobody's heard yet.
Yeah.
This is Sammy. You're going to pick us Maximilian Dunbar.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a tune from this guy, Maximilian Dunbar. This song, Polo, is coming out on a 12-inch that's going to follow up his debut album, Cool Water, which came out last year, and it was one of my favorites of last year.
It's on this label, Future Times, which is one of the most promising labels in the country right now.
And they're a U.S. label?
Yeah, based in D.C.
Well,
yep.
So, Sammy, you mentioned that this, by Maximilian Dunbar, this record is being released by a label in D.C., which is where we're based right now.
Right.
And is there a connection between where a label's based and a scene in D.C.? Is there a D.C. scene?
Well, in D.C., it's interesting. Maximilian Dunbar is this guy, Andrew Field Pickering, and he's been, you know, heavily involved in D.C. music for a while, first with a hip-hop group, and he's also a member of a group called the Beautiful Swimmers. There is a following here, but it pales in comparison to what their following is like overseas, in England and in Germany and Belgium. You know, talking to this guy, he says that he goes overseas and he has no idea, you know, if anybody's going to show up to these gigs that he's got in Belgium, and there's just this huge following, like unlike anything that there is in the United States. And I think that's true for a lot of the music that we're going to listen to today.
And the cool thing about Max D is that he does take a little DC with him. He said the inspiration for this record was a mix of go-go music and the Cocteau Twins.
I'm going to listen again and hear the beats. I hear the Cocteau Twins. That's ringing in my head. I get that.
He's using a Korg M1. Which is a type of keyboard that it was found in a lot of kind of 90s, like Italian house. And he samples a lot of new age records. So the sounds are really kind of rooted in both the Korg and the new age records that he slices up for his samples. And that's kind of what gives it its aesthetic. So
let's bring it back to the States somewhat, although this music is from the States and big there. What about the music here? Is there a difference in like the speed of the music or the textures of the music that you can say, oh, I can see why this is big in Europe and this is, pick me something from the States, tell me why maybe it's big in the States.
Otis here. I think dance music sort of works in correlation with this All Things Considered series we're doing right now on fractured culture. I don't think anything is necessarily big in the States. I think it's, you know, it's going to have a following, it's going to have a groundswell. But this next band is doing pretty well for themselves in the States. They're called Blondes. I guess once you make it into the New York Times, you're sort of big.
At least people will show up at your, yeah, at your venue. Now, let's make a distinction between someone who DJs and someone who performs on a stage, because it gets fuzzy.
Yep. The two guys in Blondes, I don't think, consider themselves DJs at all. They don't really work with computers. They work with analog synths and old equipment. They're going for a real 80s electronic vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So when they perform, it's the two of them. There's no, you know, traditional instruments on stage, but they're very active with knobs and needles and whatnot. The duo is Zach Steinman and Sam Haar, and they live out in Brooklyn, New York. And they were just featured in the New York Times in the style section, actually, not even for their music. They do a real nice kraut sort of new age vibe. And we're going to premiere a track by them right now. It's a cover of a 1980s obscure German artist named Harald Graskopf. And the song we're hearing is Synthesist.
Excellent. I like the sound there a lot.
Yeah, it's I mean, they're really working with, they're covering a 1980s song with 1980s equipment, but with, you know, a new mentality.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that was an 80s song.
It was Harald Graskopf was part of this band called Ashra Temple.
Oh, sure, them I knew.
And Manuel Gotching was in that band. After that group broke up, this guy went out into the countryside and recorded a solo album. And it's sort of revered in some circles, and Blondes was part of this compilation that's it's accompanying the reissue of the album, where all these new artists cover songs.
I see. So you get like you get the original record, and then you get an homage or covers of
yeah, it's
of
reinterpretations.
Songs that, great, yeah. very good. So that's Blondes, and Sammy Yenigan. What do you got?
I want to talk about a guy, Nicholas Jarre. And Bob, you are asking for a song that we brought here that would be big in the United States, or bigger in the United States than it is overseas. And I think I want to make the point that a lot of, you know, the best, in my opinion, my favorite electronic music that's coming out is so much bigger everywhere else in the world than it is in the United States. And I'm not just talking about, you know, it's not just confined to Europe or, you know, any one continent. It's really a global thing, and the United States is still very rock based. I spoke to Nicholas Jarre yesterday, who was getting ready for a performance in Berlin at a club called the Watergate, one of the best clubs in Berlin, and it's a sold out show. Now, this is a 21-year-old guy who still goes to Brown University. The first thing I said to him was, "Hey, Nicholas, I just want to tell you, I really love this album. And he said to me, you're the first person from the United States to ever say that to me. He says, so, like, it's just nobody in this country has any idea who he is, and he's selling out the best clubs in Berlin.
It's the same thing with Blondes. Like, they're about to go off to headline a European tour, whereas in the States, they're, you know, they wouldn't headline anything.
There's so many parallels here to both jazz music that happened in America that people just ate up in Europe. There's parallels to electronic music in the 80s, never generated much enthusiasm here. Kraftwerk was just one of the few bands that could sell out clubs.
Right, and so, it continues.
So the why is sort of
the
curious.
Why is the
Let's play some of Nicholas Jaar. Yeah. Maybe we'll ponder that a little while we hear. What do you want to hear?
The song is called Keep Me There. It's off his upcoming album, Space Is Only Noise.
Bad, right?
Not really a bad. It's like a balloon.
I want to talk about that horn solo for a 1 second before we get
Which,
into
of course, isn't a horn, right?
Well, here's the thing. It's a sample of a horn.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a sustained note, and he's bending the pitch. It's one horn, one note, and he's bending that pitch to make a solo, which is pretty unusual. I mean, generally, you know, producers will sample different notes from a horn, you know, solo or something, and then they'll throw it, rearrange it, and throw it in. Here, he's actually manipulating the sound itself. When you hear kind of the swell of that horn come up, that's a really complicated way to bend a sound. I mean, that's really some sophisticated work there.
I was playing with this program called The Mouth, which is a piece of software that native instruments make. And that sort of stuff you can do with that, but you do with your voice. So you sing it,
right,
and the tone of whatever that is going on there will follow the pitch of your voice, and so you can bend around.
Right. Can we get an example of that?
let's see. Let's see if we can really do this. I got my computer here, and because I like this program, and just finally start playing with it, we can see. Let's see. So, hello. That's
not bad.
That's my voice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it can do lots of fun things. Obviously, that's not a sample of a horn, but
that's some James Blake stuff, Bob.
But anyway, I like what he was doing. I love all the sounds on that Nicholas Jaar. That's very cool. And he's American, playing something big. Big in Europe is such a cliche. It's painful, but true, you know, and so true of so much music. And you talked about fractured cultures and so forth, that small pockets of culture in America escaping from the bigger culture and pop culture of America love.
Which is where this music came from.
Right. And, the cliche is always bigger in Europe.
But I don't think that we should, I mean, let's not operate under auspices. That this is still not mainstream music. It's big in Europe. but they have their huge hits over there that are just as monotonous as right. what we have here.
But we had someone like James Blake, who's been on last week's All Songs, and we've talked about together amongst ourselves, maybe. But his music will get played on BBC One, you know, sure. like EPs and stuff. There's not a real equivalent of that here, and that could be one of the reasons why. I mean, look, popularity happens certainly amongst crosstalk and all that stuff and internet and all that these days, but really, you get a radio station on any record or any kind of sound, you know, lots of records in a genre, and that just changes everything.
And Pete Tong of the BBC has a radio show that's an hour of electronic music every week.
All listenable on the web.
Yeah, and it's a huge show, and it's, you know... That's pretty mainstream. That's a national broadcast of a lot of the newest electronic music.
Well, if you look for explanations, that's one really simple way to like sum it up. Because that's what you get.
The media does get behind this music over there.
And so we're trying to do that over here.
What do you got, Otis?
Moving across town in Berlin from the Watergate to Panorama Bar, we're going to hear a song from a DJ named Steffi Doms. She's a DJ at Panorama, and she runs her own label called Klaxon. She has an album coming out in a couple weeks. It's called Yours and Mine, and this is the hot single off the album. It's called Yours.
Let's break it down.
Nice.
So that's so obviously Otis. That's obviously club music, Otis, right?
Yeah, that's Steffi has a job to do when she's behind the decks at Panorama Bar. It's got people moving. And you know, this is meant to be heard at loud volumes in a club.
And who's doing the singing then? Because this is the first piece we've heard with real vocals.
Yeah, it's a woman named Virginia. Solo name, sort of like soccer players. But she's worked with she's worked with Steffi a couple times in the past, and I think she might be a name to keep tabs on. I really like the way she moves.
I was thinking that a lot of times when I hear electronic music and I think about why the lack of popularity, some of it is I think in this country especially, we really love our songs. We really love to sing along with stuff. I think we really connect with that. I think radio has a hard time get behind songs without vocals. Yeah. You know, people talk about the lack of human element. All you got to do is you can have anything going on and you get somebody singing and all of a sudden it's a whole different.
Even a vocal sample.
Yep. There you go.
All you
That's
need
right.
is.
Yeah. Moby proved that, right? Yeah, for sure. So you got anything, Sammy, that we can sing along with?
Yeah, I got a vocal track for you. Maya Jane Coles. This is a DJ who's she's based in London, generating a lot of buzz on the deep house scene, which is deep house is actually one of the most commonly misunderstood labels of a genre. It's the jazzier, kind of smoother side of house music. It still has the, you know, the four bass kicks on mm-hmm. each beat of the measure, the 4/4 time signature. But it's the jazzier side of that, funk influences and soul influences and stuff like that. So Maya Jane Coles has been really big in that circle. This song is called Nobody Else. Take a listen. One thing I want to point out about that song is that because it doesn't have the bass kick on every quarter note of the measure.
Let's listen. Hang on. Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
House would be boom, 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 like that.
Yeah.
And so this is actually the one. This is like would be the single. This is the one that's not a deep house track. Just want to make that distinction. Deep house is something that's way less kind of single driven so much as you
get immersed in deep house. It's the kind of music that really works. When you make sets of it, you sort of like blend seamlessly from one song into the next. You don't really know where one track begins and the other ends. It's about the experience.
And it doesn't have the kind of peaks and valleys that a lot of the higher energy stuff does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you have what's called the drop, which is kind of this release of big, you know, a lot of tension that's mm-hmm. built up in the build.
And that's in progressive house for the most part.
And a lot of progressive house does that. Deep house is way flatter and kind of less about these rises and falls. So yeah,
very cool.
Yep.
And now she's obviously singing that.
Yeah, she's singing this. She is
Maya Jane Coles.
Maya Jane.
But
Coles.
But is she like with one a person playing, doing all the beats and the drum machine going on?
Yeah, no. She's a producer.
She produces all of this. This is all her productions and her vocals.
She even has like a pseudonym called Nocturnal Sunshine where she does dubstep production.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of different monikers. Nocturnal Sunshine.
Would she perform it on stage, I guess, is where I'm trying to think about this.
She's a DJ.
Fine.
I mean, this is a...
First and foremost, she worries about playing the music.
Yeah. It's so weird because you say playing the music.
It's playing. It's not. She's not making it. She's playing the music.
Right, yeah.
No, the distinction.
It's fine. It's a different art, but it's the same terminology you would use for someone to go play music, mm-hmm. which is I'm going to go play guitar.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's just funny. The word play has so many different connotations. So
push Otis, the play button.
Yes, exactly.
Let's go with some electronic music that does involve playing instruments.
Performing. Yes.
Performing. This is a duo named Rocket Number 9. They're named after a Sun Ra song.
I was going to say,
heard
that. Yeah, it's a crazy song. I love Rocket Number 9. Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is like, what it is like.
It kind of gives you a hint of what these guys are, where they're coming from. Rocket Number 9 are a pair of brothers, Ben and Tom Page. And they've been playing together for years. They used to be in a band called Rothko, which was sort of like a post-rock band in the mid-2000s. And now they're just going solo. It's the two of them. And they signed to Fortet's own label. It's called Text Records. It's sort of a boutique thing that Fortet does. And the song we're about to hear, it's called Matthew and Toby. It's sort of an homage to the drummer that Kieran Hebden from Fortet played with, Steve Reed, who passed away last year. This is a beautiful track, live drums with electronics, and it's 13 minutes long. We're only going to hear about 3.5 minutes of it.
Great.
It's really hard to play along with a pre-programmed, pulse like that. He's doing a great job, but that's really hard to play along with the bum 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 bum.
Yeah, it's they have like a real strong connection, you know, just playing with your brother for years and years, yeah. You know.
So but when your brother is hitting the two buttons that makes the beat happen on a machine, it doesn't matter who that person is. It's really that thing that happens in a synth. Mm-hmm. Along with the real drummer is a really hard thing to mesh.
Oh.
Yeah, it really is. It makes some drummers crazy. This one knows how to do it, but nice. it's hard.
That's Tom Page on the drums and Ben on the synth. Yeah. Rocket number nine.
Right. I'm here with Sammy Yenigan, and I'm here with Otis Hart. Sammy from NPR Music. Sammy, what do you what's your last selection here?
I got a song from a guy named Francesco Tristano. He is a classically trained pianist, and he does a little modern jazz, too. He has collaborated in the past with one of the most legendary Detroit techno producers, Carl Craig. For this album, it's called Idiosyncrasia, or Idiosyncrasia. He went to Carl Craig's studios and put together this electronic album with his jazz piano over it. It makes for a really interesting listen. This is the title track off of that album called Idiosyncrasia. Thank you.
So let's not get this confused with Piano House. It's a totally different thing. But
it sounds like prepared piano in many ways, because you know how you put things on the insides of the piano and make it very super percussive.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of that. I don't know what Piano House is.
Piano House is a sort of like, some call it cheesy, but it's very like uplifting house music.
Uh-huh.
That's based on keyboards.
Okay.
But this is something that's totally different. This is a classically trained pianist sort of experimenting with Carl Craig in the studio.
Really nicely done. Francesco Tristano?
Tristano, yeah. Francesco Tristano.
Well, take us out on something, Otis.
All right. This is definitely a track to go out on, I have to say. This is end of the world music. This is a new single. This is a premiere by a band.
It's going to be your fault then.
And it's so new. How new is it, Otis?
It's so new that the band has not decided on the name of the song yet.
Excellent. Nice work, Otis.
We're premiering this.
There's some digging.
We're premiering this track really before the band's ready for it, but whatever. Their manager's cool with it.
Just came out of mastering.
The band is Factory Floor, who have not really made a name for themselves in the States yet, but they're getting... There's a real buzz in Europe right now and in the UK. They opened up for Sonic Youth over there on New Year's Eve. So, you know, there's like this real anthemic, cathartic feeling to the band that's actually perfect for New Year's Eve. They're a rock band. They sort of do this post-industrial Throbbing Gristle stuff, but with like a little more disco feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say disco is like a positive thing, like it's not all rainbows and unicorns.
I wouldn't have thought of it that way.
Oh yeah, you forgot for a second who we were talking
that's
to.
That's right.
But anyway, you know, there's a real nice rhythm to it. This is off a 7-inch that's coming out in March. It's produced by Stephen Morris, who is the drummer for Joy Division and New Order. Now, this isn't the A side, this is the B side. It's a remix by one of my favorite DJ duos in the world, Optimo, who are from Glasgow, Scotland. Their manager said, for now, we're going to call it Real Love. This is the song is Real Love, and it's the Optimo remix.
Excellent. So all these songs will be on the All Songs Considered page. We'll have them in full, including this one that's almost cooked.
It's mastered.
Oh, it's cooked. We just haven't named it.
We didn't get the master until today.
Excellent. That's so great. We'll link to the show we did a few months ago, too.
Nice.
I'd love to hear what people think of the music, and is there some style people like more or less, and we'll do more of these, and this is wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
Otis Hart, Sammy Yen again, NPR Music. Let's go out on
Factory Floor.